From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 26th. Quick read on what moved overnight. 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from the daily upside, Bitcoin rise tests ETF demand. We'd call it a Bitcoin bounce, but no bouncy ball in the world behaves like the volatile digital asset. Bitcoin's price has risen significantly over the past week, hovering around $80,000, which is up from just under $60,000 in late June. A roughly 25% jump in recent days has been credited to an initial short squeeze, but other factors likely contributed to the price staying relatively high. Next, second, from the daily upside, is Netflix getting its groove back? Netflix stock has tumbled 40% from a peak last summer, but one analyst is arguing that Wall Street, much like the final season of Stranger Things, has officially lost the plot. Shares of the company leapt almost 3% on Tuesday after Wolfe Research analyst Peter Supino upped his price target for the company to $95. Supino argued that investors are overreacting to lackluster engagement data sparked by an uncharacteristically soft second quarter release schedule, and recent reports suggest that Netflix is looking to get more and more premium content on its platform. Up next, third, from the daily upside, what's the deal with long-term treasuries? The NFL's regular season hasn't kicked off just yet, but that isn't stopping investors from going long. Yields for 30-year long-dated U.S. Treasuries reached historic highs this month amid a massive sell-off, climbing to roughly 5.3%, the highest level since 2007. In July, long government funds raked in almost $6 billion, their largest monthly inflows since May 2025, according to Morningstar data. The fervor seems to stem from inflation risk and fears of mounting government debt, prompting the Treasury to announce last week that it will increase buybacks in an attempt to lower yields. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Markets, SoftBank mulls up to $20 billion bond sale for OpenAI financing. SoftBank Group Corp is talking with investment banks about a potential $10 billion to $20 billion bond offering to help refinance a loan for its investment in US tech giant OpenAI, according to people familiar with the matter. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets, H&H Group CEO on earnings, business outlook. Up next, sixth, from Pristine Capital, ceasefire into NVDA earnings. Great to hear that there is a potential ceasefire deal between the US and Iran. That's one big risk off the table. Now on to another risk event, NVDA earnings. HDRAM memory led in a tape of mixed breadth IWM small caps dominating the tape in 2026, 15.03% as of 7/31/2025, plus 39.1% 2024, plus 254.0% 2023, colon plus 103.5% 2026, 15.03% as of 7/31/2025, plus 39.1% 2024, plus 254.0% 2023, plus 103.5%. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. And then, seventh, from Zero Diversity, how stock prices react to corporate announcements. A large part of understanding a company is simply knowing what it is doing. Think about school. When I was growing up, my parents would get regular updates on how I was performing. Every few months, a report card would arrive, a teacher might have something to say, and together both those updates gave them enough information to decide whether I needed extra tuition or perhaps another hour outside playing. Investors are in a somewhat similar position. We cannot sit inside a company's offices and watch every contract being signed, every product being launched, or every legal issue developing. Next, eighth, from StockQuakes. StockQuakes iStock Analyzer 5,000 stocks daily. Asterisk paid equals stock symbol viewable with paid subscription. StockQuakes top 10 average index charts. StockQuakes identify noteworthy changes in the market. StockQuakes sizes can be small, medium, large, and huge. The daily top 10 up average index is an aggregate value of noteworthy changes in stocks that ended the day with stock prices higher than they opened per RII algorithms. The daily top 10 up average index is medium today with a StockQuakes level of 5.72. Here is a chart of the daily top 10 up average index values for the last 10 trading days. Up next, ninth, from Capital Account. A Biden rule that Trump's Treasury is fighting to keep. Donald Trump famously ordered federal agencies to repeal at least 10 rules for every one they propose. but the president's push for unleashing prosperity through deregulation has some exceptions, especially when it comes to combating illicit finance. The latest example, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is fighting to preserve an anti-money laundering and then. 10th, from Josh Villana. The AI trade just destroyed its best chip stock. They took the AI memory trade out back Monday, all because the AI king decided to squeeze its biggest customers over the weekend. Bloomberg reported it. Nvidia is taking AI server prices up more than 15% early next year, and the part Nvidia blamed for the hike sets up an interesting sympathy trade tomorrow. You raise prices when you can, not when you have to. Nobody with Nvidia's margin had to. Memory is the chip that holds whatever a machine is working on right now, and a modern AI system carries an enormous load out of it. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.